Tuesday. Today's April the 9th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take some time today and visit with Adele Flynn. She is a soybean farmer from here in Ohio, also a member of the Ohio Soybean Council, who recently participated in the United Soybean Board's See for Yourself mission to Central America, visiting countries like Panama and Colombia. We'll have all the details on her trip after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm visiting today with Adele Flynn. Adele is a farmer here in Ohio. Adele was recently elected treasurer of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, also a member of the Ohio Soybean Council. Adele, you recently had a chance back in February to travel to Central America, a program they call the See for Yourself mission. Before we talk about the mission, maybe tell us a little bit about how you got involved with the Ohio Soybean Council and this trip.
Thanks, Jesse. I got involved or found out about the program through the Ohio Soybean Council. I wanted to branch out, get involved with something that I'm passionate about, which is growing soybeans, and find out where our checkoff dollars go to work. I had the opportunity to attend this awesome trip.
Well, from Wellington to Central America, places like Panama and Colombia, that's quite a distance. Tell us a little bit about the See for Yourself mission. First of all, what's it designed to do?
Yeah, so the See for Yourself mission is exactly that. It is to it's for farmers in Ohio and all over the Grain Belt to see where our checkoff dollars go to work. And I can say I was a little bit pessimistic going down to South America because we know Brazil is a big competitor. So to hear that U.S. dollars are being invested down there, I was a little bit like, what's going on here? So I wanted to see what that was all about.
Well, skepticism, never a bad thing when you're trying to learn more. And obviously, one of the missions of the Soybean Council with the checkoff is to drive demand for soy. What were some of the interesting, I guess, ways you got to see soy being used down there?
Yeah, so I think one of the biggest takeaways was just there's this incredible amount of staff that are working every day to sell our products that we grow. And a lot of that is thinking of alternative or different ways that we can increase the use of soy down there. So one of the trips that we took was to a tilapia farm where we have invested dollars into in-pond raceway system, which increases the amount of tilapia that they can grow. And soy's piece of that is that the fish are feeding a soy-based feed. So I don't know that I ever thought about how tilapia and soy are mixed together, but luckily we have staff who comes up with ideas like this to increase how much soy is used.
So it sounds like U.S. soy is really making an impact, obviously not just domestically, but internationally, even to our neighbors to the south.
Definitely. A big thing down there is sustainable U.S. soy. So they get a certification when they're using soy that's from the U.S. and they can charge a little bit more of a premium. And in turn, they can pay their staff a little bit more. And that's one thing that came up a few times was staff thanking us for letting them make a little bit more money. And this is a place where $320 per month is the minimum wage. So anything helps.
Obviously. Very interesting. My guest again today is Adele Flynn. She's a soybean farmer from Ohio, also recently a participant of the United Soybean Board's See for Yourself mission to Central America. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now and talk about the pork industry. The nation's hog producers are doing all they can to cope with some challenging market conditions. USDA's Gary Crawford tells us more.
Pork producers would like to be able to keep production under control to help boost hog prices or at least keep them from falling any more than they have already. But that effort is being sabotaged in a way by the efficient manner of hog production, namely
the big increase in the pigs per litter rate.
Agriculture Department livestock analyst Mike McConnell.
Yeah, that's, you know, we've seen the past couple reports is a big increase in the pigs per litter rate. And then that continued through the last quarter. between December and February.
During that quarter, the average pigs saved per litter was well over 11 and a half, and it was only about 11 pigs even during the same three-month period a year ago. And here is why this is so important. Taking a look at recent trends in the hog market, Mike McConnell says for farrow to finish operations the last year or so has not been the best. In fact,
returns have been negative and pretty largely negative over the past year, going, you know, for most of 2023.
To try and fix that, producers have been trying to reduce production or at least stabilize it by reducing farrowings. USDA's latest Hogs and Pigs report says that during the December through February quarter, producers farrowed almost 2.9 million head, a 3% reduction from the same quarter a year ago. And the USDA report also carries information on what producers intend to farrow. And they tell USDA that for the March through May quarter, they will cut farrowings by 1% from a year earlier. And for the June through August quarter, the cut will be 2%. All of this designed to curb pork output.
However, the improvements that they're getting on the pigs per litter rate and the productivity out of their sows is surpassing that, and as a result, we still have a bigger pig crop despite the lower farrowings.
The pig crop at last count was still running 2% larger than 1 year ago. Pork production this year may also increase by 2%, but things may still turn around for pork producers, thanks mainly to projected increased demand for pork this year. Demand, analysts say, could bring average hog prices for the year up around 3.5% compared to 2023. That prediction was made several weeks ago. USDA will issue a new forecast for pork production and hog prices Thursday, April 11th. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.